friends and family, members of the community. Within the healing embrace of God's love, we have gathered here on this 29th day of April 2012 to remember and offer back to God the life of Jack Hughes, and to thank God for the hope we have because of Christ's resurrection. A few announcements as we begin this afternoon. This would be a good time, if you have not already done so, to silence your cell phones and your pagers. And as need be, there are restrooms located right out of these doors here to your right, and others down near the fellowship hall. And the deacons of Gates Presbyterian Church would like to invite everyone to the reception down in the fellowship hall that will take place following the service. And that will also be the place and the time if you have not signed the memorial book. I know that the line got pretty long before we began, that you will be able to do that down there. And finally, the Hughes family would also like to extend an invitation to everyone to Linda's home at 124 Ballard Avenue after all of the events here at church for a reception. Now let us worship God and hear these words from Scripture. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not let them be afraid. Please join with me in a time of prayer. Compassionate and loving God, yours is the beauty of childhood, and yours is the fullness of years. Comfort us in our sorrow, strengthen us with hope, and breathe peace into our troubled hearts. Indeed, help us to bless you for the gift you gave us in Jack, for the joy he gave all who knew him, for the memories that will abide with us, and for the assurance that he lives forever in the joy and peace of your presence. Guide us through this time of sadness with the light of your love and the strength of your compassion. We ask it in the name of Christ Jesus. Amen. Please stand as you are comfortable and able, and join with me in the call to worship that is printed in your bulletin. Worship the Lord with gladness and singing. Know that the Lord is God. God made us, and we are God's people. Enter the Lord's gates with thanksgiving and go into the courts with praise. We give thanks and bless God's name. For the Lord is good. Our soul sings of God's unfailing love that continues forever.
reading from Matthew 6, verses 25 through 34. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow, nor reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. And are you not of more value than they? And can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your span of life? And why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not clothed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, what will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear? For it is the Gentiles who strive for all these things, and indeed your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But strive first for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring worries of its own. Today's trouble is enough for today.
Second scripture reading this morning is from Psalm 30. I will extol you, O Lord, for you have drawn me up and did not let my foes rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried to you for help, and you have healed me. O Lord, you brought me up from my Sheol, restored me to life from among those gone down to the pit. Sing praises to the Lord, O you, his faithful ones, and give thanks to his holy name. For his anger is but for a moment, and his favor for a lifetime. Weeping may linger for the night, but joy comes with the morning. As for me, I said in my prosperity, I shall never be moved. By your favor, O Lord, you had established me as a strong mountain. You hid your face, I was dismayed. To you, O Lord, I cried, and to the Lord I made supplication. What profit is there in my death if I go down to the pit? Will the dust praise you? Will it tell of your faithfulness? Hear, O Lord, and be gracious to me. O Lord, be my helper. You have turned my mourning into dancing. You have taken off my sackcloth and clothed me with joy, so that my soul may praise you and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give thanks to you forever. In the first scripture passage that Jack's grandson read, the crowds had gathered around Jesus. They had followed him up a hill overlooking the Sea of Galilee, and they were looking for answers. This is very early in Jesus' ministry, so they're really not sure who he is. Not that they would ever really be sure, but they're there to check him out. Some want to see if he might be the Messiah, and others want to know if he is a holy man or just another evangelist on the sawdust trail. They come from all around, and Jesus leads them to a hill overlooking a lake. Obviously, they're outside, so the birds are serving as a choir and an object lesson for his sermon. To answer the people's concerns and questions, Jesus points his fingers to the air and follows a few birds that dart from one shrub to another. Look at them, he says. They don't have a care in the world. They don't sow or reap. They're not farmers biting their nails and praying that the crop will be plentiful. You are always within God's care, Jesus says. One of the characteristics that I admired most about Jack Hughes was that he didn't carry a lot of worry around with him. Only knowing him this last year and a half, I thought perhaps it was the dementia. But over and over again, those who knew him well said they never knew Jack to be a man who worried. Mary joked with me once, "Of course he didn't have to worry. I worried enough for the both of us." Quite often, our tendencies toward worry and anxiety come from a place where our imaginations can only see what we don't have or what we might not have, rather than the possibility that what God has given us is enough. Actually, it's more than enough. It is abundant. And Jack Hughes was a man who literally sang the praises of God's abundance in the ways that he lived his life. Clothed in joy, Jack shared an abundant life with Mary. In their 53 years, and raising three girls. Each one of the girls has told me their own stories of believing that they grew up in a house where they thought everyone grew up in the same kind of house where two parents frequently held hands, kissed each other on the cheek, and truly loved being with one another. Jack was the kind of father who didn't just show up to his kids' soccer games. He coached them and started a league for them to play in. And Grant and Kyle, Kayla, Lindsay, Drew, and Samantha, as you all came along, there wasn't anyone who could stop your papa from showing off pictures or telling stories about your lives. And these just weren't the stories that your parents told him. These were the stories he knew because he was there for each and every one of you. Jack was the kind of man you could count on to be there with a smile on his face and sharing that joy of the abundance he felt that God had blessed him with. Jack was an active member here at Gates Presbyterian Church as a trustee and member of the worshiping community. He was also a Mason and part of the Rochester Tartan Square Club. Jack didn't need to worry because he depended on the joy he experienced with a life living with you, Mary, and each of you girls, his grandchildren, and all of his friends that have gathered here this afternoon to celebrate his life. Jack didn't need to worry because he depended on the joy he experienced with a life living in relationship with God. And it is a joy that can be very difficult to come to terms with in the midst of the grief that causes our weeping. Weeping that comes at night, like the psalmist writes, but also the kind that is so intense it can hit us at any time of the day. We weep not because we don't trust God's promises in our baptism that the love God has for us continues into death. We weep because our love for Jack was so strong that it is difficult to imagine our lives without him holding our hand, flashing that smile, and cracking those jokes. The power and beauty of the words from Psalm 30 is that they capture for us the ongoing relationship with our God, who meets us in our weeping and grieving, holds us, and does not leave us there to worry about Jack or ourselves. God takes each of us by the hand and offers us abundant hope that mourning is turned to dancing. And we all know that now, for Jack Hughes, the magic is back in those feet, and he is dancing again. In sharing these stories of Jack, one of the ways that we celebrate his life, and a few members of the family have asked to come and share their stories about their dad and their papa.
I have backup, just in case all of you are worried. I'm not going to get through this. I do have backup. All right, come on. Good afternoon. I am the oldest of Jack's girls. Losing a loved one is one of the most difficult things that we go through, so much more if it's a parent. No words can express what we are feeling right now, and I'm sure only time will help us accept and heal. My dad was a man of kind and generous words. He loved all with his joy and pride, seeing all of us through his face lit up his life. Dad was admired by all that knew him. His sense of humor and smile touched everyone. Everyone here today is here because my father touched their lives in some way. And there are many more that didn't even know his name and just smiled as they walked by. I would like to take a moment to share a few reasons why I admire my dad. First and foremost was the love and commitment for my mom, his wee Mary. He was committed to making her happy. If it was important to her, it became important to him. He traveled across the ocean, and even if he didn't know it at the time, he was waiting for his Mary to do the same. There was no doubt that she was his and he was hers. They were happily married for 53 years, and if there was ever a love story to be told, it was my mom and dad. Who would have thought that a German dance in Canada would have resulted in 53 years of true happiness, 3 girls, and 6 grandkids? His love for his girls was unconditional. I believe that each of us have a part of us, him in us. Vicky has a sense of humor. Lori has a sensitivity. I love to cook for my dad. Whether it was a filet for dinner or a bowl of soup for lunch, when you asked Dad, how was everything, the answer was always the same, bloody smashing. In return, we were able to bless him with 6 grandchildren. Dad was often heard telling people, if I knew how much enjoyment these grandkids brought me, I would have had them first. We all know that my dad smiled and laughed. However, the family he started, we are the ones that saw those big smiles. When 6 grandkids were causing havoc in his house, that was his joy. He would sit back with that cheeky smile on his face, bigger than anyone had ever seen, nudge my mother and say, we did this. But if any of those grandkids got out of line, he was the first one that says, hey, that's my little girl you're talking to. No matter how big we got, you're always daddy's little girls. Family vacations were important to Dad. He counted down the days more than we did. He would have the suitcases out weeks before it was time to go. When we were young, we did the vacations at Lake Coochiching and moved to spring break in Myrtle Beach, which we then did with the grandkids as they came along. Again, havoc. Wet towels, sand, screaming kids, and my dad thinking life couldn't get any better. The best vacation we took was a cruise in 2008 to celebrate the love story of Big Jack and Wee Mary, all 14 of us. One of the things that people always remember about my dad was his amazing ability to dance and sing. When he got sick last year in Florida, we girls went down to help Mom. There were so many things to remember about that trip. The fact that the doctors and nurses were amazed that 3 grown women would drop everything that they were doing to be by their side. To be honest, I don't think any one of us thought twice about it. Mom needed us to help with Dad, and we were there. There were ups and downs to that trip, of course, but we only remember the ups. One thing in particular that we will never forget was one of the nights my father was very restless. We would play his music to settle him down. A little Al Jolson, a lot of Max Bygraves, and all my dad wanted to do was dance with my mom. So that's what we did. We danced down the hallways with IV pole behind him so that he could dance with my mother. My dad never lost his sense of humor. Even at the last few days, he still had those one-liners that would come up. Like, Vicky, what did you do with the money? That would be the money for the singing lessons. For some reason, Vicky thinks she can sing like Celine Dion, and every time she would start to sing, Dad would say, what did you do with the money? Dad, your love, your patience, your understanding, your wisdom, and your amazing sense of humor will live inside of us forever. You have left a Scottish legacy behind that all of your grandkids will continue. You have given us gifts that are more precious than anything in this world. Cheerio, Dad. Go dance with the angels and know that you will always live in our hearts.
I don't have backup. Okay. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Kai Millar, one of my papa's 6 grandkids. Did better than me. I never knew the meaning of forever until I said goodbye to my papa for the last time. Okay. Nothing can come close to sharing the love and respect I had for my papa. He meant a lot of things to a lot of people, clearly. He was a devoted husband to my nana. He was a great dad and the best papa us grandkids could ask for. He was always a huge part of my life growing up. I played a ton of soccer, and my papa would be at every single game. And if for some reason, he didn't make it there, as soon as I got in the car, I had to call him and talk to him about my game. We also used to go golfing all the time together. And he always had this with weird, goofy backswing that came to like here, and he'd hit it, and he'd look at me and say, "Nice as you like," every time. We all miss his amazing sense of humor, like my mom said. He would always light up the room with his one-liners. And my favorite would be, someone would say hi to him, say, "Hi, Jack." And he'd say, "Hey, don't say that in an airport." Or we'd just finish up dinner, like my mom said, and say, "How was that?" And he'd sit back and say, "Bloody smashing." I would always steal his lines and he'd say, "Hey, buddy, don't steal my material." He'd always ask me what I wanted to be when I grew up. And I'd say a hockey player or a soccer player until I grew up and decided that I wanted to be a graphic designer. And he'd say, "Well, I wish you were the heavyweight champion of the world." And I'd say, "Oh yeah, Papa? Why is that?" He'd say, "Because then I'd be the next one." Now, for those of you who didn't know, my Papa was a professional singer, or so he thought he was. He was always singing, depending on the time of the year, October to January, it'd always be, "Happy Holidays." He had a ton of songs in his arsenal, too. If it wasn't that, he'd say, "How would you like to swing on a star?" But that was it. Never the whole song. Just that. So cheerio, Papa. I miss your kind smile and your loving heart. You have changed my life forever, and I'm blessed to be able to call you my papa. I'll never forget the 20 fantastic years we spent together, and you're the greatest man I've ever known. If you were here right now and asked me what I wanted to be when I grow up, I'd say without hesitation, I want to be you, Papa. You'll always be my heavyweight champion of the world. We will all love you and miss you, and may your spirit live on forever.
I am down and all my soul so weary. When troubles come and my heart burn and beat, then I am still and wait here in the silence until you come and sit a while.
Please pray with me. O God, before whom generations rise and pass away, we praise you for all your beloved children, who having lived this life in faith now live eternally with you. Especially we thank you for your son Jack. We praise you for the gift of his life, for all in him that was good and kind and faithful, for the grace you gave him that kindled in him love for you and his family. Thank you for Jack's commitment to his family, his special love of his wife Mary, for their marriage of 53 years. We thank you, God, for the wisdom and love they passed on to their girls, Linda and Lori and Vicky, for the joy and memories they shared with each of their grandchildren. Holy God, hold and sustain the Hughes family. We thank you today that for Jack, pain has ended, and that he has now entered the joy you have prepared May he at last know peace and healing. God, redeem all the pain and make vivid all good memories. And let them all be at peace in the power of your redeeming love. Lift heavy sorrow and give them all good hope in Jesus, so that we may bravely walk our earthly way and look forward to glad reunion in the life to come. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who taught us to pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Life, and through Christ, we have been given new life. And we now commend John Jack Hughes to God's merciful care in the faith of Christ our Lord, who died and rose again to save us, and who now lives and reigns with you, O God, and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
To the loved ones of our brother, Big Jack John Hughes, we as free and accepted Masons consider it a duty and an honor to say farewell to our brother by performing the ceremony that follows. We hope that you can feel the lodge's heartfelt grief at your loved one's passing. Not everyone attending this service may have known him personally, but as a brother Mason. We can state that we knew what he believed in and held dear about our Masonic teachings. If there is anything Lodge can do for you or the family, please do not hesitate to contact us. We hope our efforts in this farewell ceremony touch your heart and help you believe that your loved one was involved with a very special organization. My brothers and friends, let us console ourselves with these brief words of understanding and comfort. Thus saith the Lord, refrain thy voice from weeping and thy eyes from tears. For thy work shall find its reward, and in there is hope for thy and later end. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, and whose heart are always the highways to thy will. Passing through the valley of weeping, they turn to a fountain of strength, yes, into a rain shower of abundant with blessing. Thus they grow from one strength to strength until each appeareth before thee in Zion. They shall come with mourning, but I will lead them with tender mercy. I will turn their weeping into joy. I will comfort them and make them rejoice with their sorrows. My brothers and friends, in keeping with the custom of free and accepting Masons, we are united in this moment of sorrow and bid farewell to our brother, Big Jack John Hughes. It is well that we pause to ask God's blessing upon us, for only in him can we find strength and hope. Let us pray.
Almighty God, grant us thy blessing as we meet in this solemn occasion. Help us to look beyond the sadness of this moment to the light and hope of tomorrow. Thou knowest we are weak, unable to stand alone. Fill us then with the power and comfort of thy presence, that we may say with assurance, as did Job of old in his grief, the Lord gave it, and the Lord hath taken it away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen.
My brother became a free and accepted Mason on September 16, 1964, in Charlotte Lodge, number 1088. He left our eternal family to unite with the heavenly family on April 21, 2012. While we mourn his loss from our eternal fellowship, we rejoice that we are citizens of two worlds. He has preceded us and has joined our host of brethren that in the other world where God, who is the Father and Master of all, awaits his coming. Always when we stand in the presence of death, we are tempted to ask the question, as did the prophet of old, if a man die, shall he live again? How empty our lives would be if there was no answer to this question. But God, in his infinite mercy, has given us the greatest gift of all. The promise to dwell in our hearts when we diligently seek him. And for that depth within each of us, we have always found the faith that sustains us even in the darkest and most difficult moments. So we can say with certainty that just as surely as a question of fear and doubt arises in our minds, so comes the assurance that life does not end with death. Our Masonic belief bears testimony that a man is a citizen of two worlds. The only eternity can fulfill the dreams and hopes of ideals within each of us, that a lifetime is not enough, that God in his infinite wisdom has plans far beyond our comprehension, plans that could not end in death. This faith sustains us and helps us dispel the fears that surround us in death. Because our brother John Jack Hughes was a Mason, we know that this was his belief. The immortality of the soul was part of his spiritual vocabulary. He walked and worked and lived against the background of eternity. He believed that God, who created him and sustained him in life, would not abandon him in death. This white apron is known as the lambskin. It is the badge of a mason. Its whiteness served to remind our departed brother of the innocence and purity of his righteous life. It reminds us that our brotherly earthly labors are finished. He has laid aside his working tools of life. May the record of our lives and actions be as pure and spotless as the fair album which will now be placed next to Jack's picture. The spring of acacia is an emblem of our faith and the immortality of the soul. The evergreen leaves are symbolic of the conviction that life will continue to flourish even after death, and that one day we shall unite in the house of many mansions, eternal in the heavens. The spring of acacia will now be placed next to his picture.
Let us pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, from whom we come, in whom we live, move, and have our being, and unto whom we return, we thank thee for the gift of life, for its wonders and mysteries, for its friendships and fellowships. We thank thee for the ties that bind us one to another, for the meaning which lies hidden even in the heart of sorrow and grief, and for thy guiding hand along the way of our pilgrimage. We give thanks to thee for this thy servant, recalling all in him that made others love him. We thank thee for the good and gracious influence in his home and training, for all the goodness, truth that has passed from his life into the life of others and have made the world richer for his presence. We pray for those whose hearts are heaviest and whom this moment need thee more than ever. Guide them, bless them, and lead them into that unfaltering trust that life does not end with death, that the Father who made us will care for us beyond the bonds of vision, even as he has cared for us in this eternal earthly world. We pray for the renewal of gift of faith, patience, and enduring love in all of us. Help us to walk amid the things of this world with eyes open to the beauty and glory of eternity. Amen.
To you, the immediate family, relatives, and friends of our departed brother, we extend our deepest sympathies. We cannot fill the emptiness in your hearts. We can only urge that you turn to God, who alone will give you strength to sustain you in this hour. Believe that there is a land of pure delight. Yea, I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I will fear no evil. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me in all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. May God grant you peace and keep you under his wing. There is no death. What we call death is but a sudden change, because we know where it leads. Therefore, it does seem strange. There is no death. What we call death is but a lasting sleep. They wake no sooner who slumber so. Therefore we mourn, we weep. There is no death. What we call death is but a surcease from life. They do not die whom we call dead. They go from life to life. Let us have the benediction.
We close this service with those familiar words of comfort. Words from the Bible. Let us pray. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make thy face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.
So let it be. This concludes the Masonic service. My name is Fraser Ritchie. I'm the president of the Tartan Square Club. Big Jack was one of the reasons I became a member. He's a man of true character, clean speech, never a bad word to say about anybody. Like so many members of this elite club, when you spoke to Big Jack, you were talking to a true gentleman. And I'll probably get in trouble with the rest of his cronies back here, but Jack was probably the best-looking guy in the lodge. He definitely dressed the part. I'll guarantee you that was on Mary for dressing him. But I like so many of the gentlemen that surround me, enjoyed Jack's company, his kind words, his laughter, and just to know that he was a good, upstanding citizen. Your family should be so proud, because as a fellow brother, we're proud of Jack. Our hearts and feelings go with you. If there's anything you need from the Tartan Square Club or from the Masonic Brothers at all, Mary, pick up that phone, please. If there's anybody else, Andy, anybody want to say anything on Jack's behalf? They gave me the job because they all know Jack better than I do. I was, first when I met Jack, it was, that's your Uncle Jack. And I know the grandsons are saying, I've never met this guy before. But when we came together from all over Scotland and England and everywhere else, we came together to be with our own folk. Plain, simple own folk. And sometimes that's the best place to be. Jack's going to join the brothers that have passed before him. And if we're all good, we'll get to see him again. Thank you so much for coming and sharing in our joy with Jack's life. You go on, man.
And now may the peace of God rule in each of our hearts, so that whatever we do it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God through him now and always. Alleluia.